I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The UN General Assembly has overwhelmingly approved a resolution demanding that Russia immediately and unconditionally withdraw its troops from Ukraine. The vote on the eve of the first anniversary of the invasion reaffirmed support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Nada Torfik reports from New York.
Nearly three-quarters of the world body has called for a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace. Ukraine and its supporters urged nations to stand up for the principles enshrined in the UN Charter. Only a handful of Russia's staunchest allies voted against it, including Belarus, North Korea, and Syria. Those who chose to abstain, including China, India, and South Africa, all expressed their view that the resolution would not help bring the parties closer to peace. They said only dialogue and diplomacy would lead to a sustainable resolution of the conflict.
The Ukrainian Foreign Minister, Dmytro Kuleba, is in New York and welcomed the result.
We are satisfied with the outcome and the message is clear. It doesn't matter what Russia tries and how it attempts to undermine international order and the coalition in support of Ukraine's territorial integrity, it fails one time after another.
Poland has started fortifying its border with the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad. The Polish government says there's been a rise in flights into Kaliningrad from Turkey and the Middle East. It fears migrants arriving there will be encouraged by Moscow to cross into the European Union. North Korea has test-fired four strategic cruise missiles into the sea. The state news agency said the missiles travelled 2,000 kilometres. It added that the drill demonstrated the readiness of what it called Pyongyang's nuclear combat force. It's the latest in a series of weapons tests that have increased tension on the Korean peninsula. Earlier this week, the North Korean leader's sister, Kim Yong-jong, described the Pacific as our firing range. A court in Los Angeles has sentenced the former Hollywood film mogul Harvey Weinstein to another 16 years in jail for rape and sexual assault dating back to 2013. He's already serving a 23-year sentence after a separate conviction in New York.